This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com. With your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, everybody, to RadioLawTalk.com. We have a change-up today. Our esteemed host, Frederick Penny, is on assignment, and we do not have Todd Coonan either. So we have a very special occasion today because we have Chris Rodriguez and Denise Dirks. And we are here to talk a lot about the law and have a lot of fun today.
I've been looking forward to this for so long, Denise, to just get rid of Fred and Todd and have it be the two of us with Cal.
That's right. We've got Cal Hunter, our producer, behind the screen.
Hello.
And we are ready to roll. We've got a lot of things to talk about today. And we're going to talk about disqualification of attorneys. Everybody likes that, right, Chris?
Unless your lawyer is the one that gets disqualified. Everybody loves it.
Or if you're the lawyer getting disqualified.
Yeah, that's not fun either.
About that either, yeah.
We've also got some talk about the NCAA and Pac-12 rule change that may impact some teams. And we're going to talk about what we call in law land the JNOV. JNOV is a change from a jury verdict. So asking the judge to make a decision what the jury did not decide.
Wait. I want to get this straight because I'm fascinated by the premise. So you're telling me that if someone goes before a jury of their peers and the jury rules X, that you can still go to the judge and say, Your Honor, we think the jury got it wrong. Can you please change the will of the people that we impaneled in this jury?
That's exactly correct.
No, you can't do that.
Yes, we can, and we're going to have fun talking about it.
No, you can't. That takes my faith in the system and completely throws it out the window. Really, Chris, have you seen this happen?
I have seen it happen, but it does not happen very often.
Thank goodness.
It is very, very difficult to have that happen.
Okay, so you'll tell us the premise later.
I'll tell you the premise later. We'll get into all of this later. But we also were going to find out how much Mel B had to pay to get rid of her ex. And that's a real fun talk, too. We're going to talk briefly about Weinstein and Judd, the lawsuit that is going to see another day in court. And we're going to find out how much O.J. Simpson is actually worth. We have lots more to talk about, and we'll share more of that as we go. But I do think that today is an exciting day, and I think that we have some news from Cal, don't we?
I do, ladies and gentlemen, today, because Fred and Todd have both decided to bail on the program, and because Chris Rodriguez is so far behind, and I'm not saying that to be deprecating in any way, Chris, but
truth is the truth.
Anyway, the point is that
the truth is always a defense,
Cal. That's right. You're a long ways behind. That I thought it might be fun to give you a chance, Chris, to catch up here by putting a little skin in the game. And so our first case or no case will be worth normal points. Our second case or no case will be worth double points, but double or nothing. You get the double points, or we take away the number that you would have won. So if it's 2 points, if you get it wrong, you not only don't get the two, we take away two more.
Not a whole lot to lose when
you're
far behind. Now, I did proposition you, Cal, and I said, you know, if you really want to help me get back in this, you give me the answers.
You suggested I give you the answers
up
front.
Yes, you refused.
And I simply said, how much do you know about Bonnie and Clyde? And you said, ooh. So that's perfect. It plays right into my hands. And the third hour, we will have a third case or no case, and at that time, we will decide whether you guys want to risk triple or nothing.
Okay, well, that gives us something to think about.
Chris is all, I'm in.
Chris is yes, but I'm tied for first, so I'm not sure.
That's
I'm
my point.
Can you recount the scores, though? I mean, I know it's going to be embarrassing for me, but I do need to know.
Yeah, well, humiliating would be a better word, really. Fred has 69 points.
Huh?
That's what I have. Fred got 2 points last week. So
but he never
so got. Not 61. I got that wrong.
61. Thank you.
Yeah, 61. Then so then as of the 7th of September, he had 65 points, and then as of the 14th of September, he has 69 points. That's what I have anyway. Now, I could be wrong.
Did I miss a week? Because I've got me at 68,
I have
Todd
you at 68,
60,
Todd at 67,
and Fred at 67. They're tied for second. I'm in first.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll go with that. But here's the other thing we know.
All in favor?
Here's the all except me. And here's the and here's the other thing.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Chris Rodriguez has 37 points. 37 points. Yeah. All right, let's hear it for Chris.
How in the world did I ever get to 37?
I have no idea. And by the way, Chris brought his son with him today who will be consulting with him on Case or No Case.
Yes, it's a huge advantage to have your 11-year-old son.
I think so.
Who's a wonderful Kings fan.
With his headphones in, checking out his iPhone. He has no idea what's going on the show and could care less than anybody else I know.
So. That's true. That's so true. Hey, we want to give a shout-out to our listeners out there, Armed Forces. So we're very proud to be on your stations.
Armed Forces
worldwide.
Radio Network. You
That's
bet.
Right.
You bet, yeah.
And we want to let everybody know that if you want to call in, you can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234. Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Or tweet during Case or No Case at hashtag Case or No Case.
Yes. Tweet us or treat us.
Tweet.
Yeah, you can bring a tweet, but that would be gooey brownies or lemon bars.
Why isn't it called a twit since it's Twitter?
Well, that's because twits tweet.
Twit has a very derogatory
very much so.
Connotation.
Very much so,
yes.
Oh, it does.
I'm not sure what the definition of that word is, but that's probably for another show.
Not sure that I want to know.
Yeah.
We'd have many stations that have FCC rules and regulations,
right.
So
right.
I think we'll pass on that. So we have about 3 minutes left in the segment. Denise, you want to jump in on a story, or what is it you want to do here exactly?
I don't know. Can we get through the premise of a case or no case?
I think I put it right back on you there. This way.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Remember, this is for single points. Case or No Case. William Jones was a member of the... By the way, two of our Cases or No Cases deal with Bonnie and Clyde today. I don't know why. They just do. William Jones was a member of the criminal gang of Bonnie and Clyde. He ran with them for about 8 months. There was a big movie, of course, with Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty romanticizing Bonnie and Clyde back when I was in high school, 69, 70, back in those days. But nothing could put a rosy glow on their crimes or their massacre in Louisiana. They were gunned down there by law enforcement agents. But the Jones family had a beef with the way their relative was portrayed in the movie. They say that he, his, and their character were defamed, even though William Jones was a cop killer and shotgunned a cop in the back in a moment of panic when he was but a younger man, 17 or 18 years of age. So they decided to get legal representation and sue Warner Brothers for defamation of character for their cop killer relative. And I ask you, Chris Rodriguez, case or no case? And you don't have to give an answer. We have about a minute and 15 seconds left, but... whatever you want to do.
Well, maybe I'll just ruminate on this one for a while out loud here.
Yes, both of you can do that.
Yeah. It seems to me that this is not an unfamiliar fact pattern when somebody who is portrayed in a way that they don't like or they feel is inaccurate goes after the producers of a movie. And I know that there are all kinds of disclaimers and things that show up at the end of the movie, any likeness or, you know.
It's purely coincidental.
Exactly.
But this was kind of a biopic.
Right. So, you know, I'll reserve my right to change my answer, but I'm certainly leaning toward finding or concluding that there's a case here.
Okay.
And I have a question about, because I don't do this type of law. And I kind of want to know, my thought is, if it's an estate, obviously that's going to be bringing the case, but is defamation like one of those causes of actions that are personal to the person that cannot survive the death? And that's what I don't know.
If there are damages, my understanding is, and I don't know this, but if there are damages that go down through the person to the heirs,
yes,
and that's what they're claiming.
Yeah. I could get a wrongful death. That kind of a suit survives the death of the person.
Does a defamation
of character, is it like an ADA claim that is individual to the person? That's what I need to think about.
Mm.
So we'll be back, and please call in 855 Law Radio and or hashtag Case or No Case.
Yep, you're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned, we'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that path effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Brought to you by the American Institute of Certified...
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Or Denise Dirks today. Welcome back. Cal, would you like to give the premise of our case or no case
again? Yeah, recap here. A member of the gang of Bonnie and Clyde, his name, William Jones, he ran with them for about 8 months. He shot a cop in the back, ended up dying of a gunshot wound himself. But Mr. Jones' family sued the producers of the Bonnie and Clyde movie with Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty, claiming that the way their uncle was, or their relative, whatever he was portrayed, was defamatory and therefore was injurious to them in terms of reputation and somehow financially caused them problems down the road. I don't know what they were. And I asked you case or no case, and Chris, you got a chance to ruminate a bit. Denise, let's go to you and get your response. Do you think this is a case or no case? And if so, and this is the key point, Chris and Denise, if so, what was the result?
Well, we talked a little bit about this, and for me, it just feels like defamation of character has to be an individual cause of action, and that family members can't recover for that. It, in other words, it's personal to the individual, and it's so personal that there's not damage that flows to the family. So I'm going to – what do you think, Chris?
Well, and I would never have thought about that, Denise, but I think you make a really good point. And I don't do a lot of cases that involve decedents or people who have passed away. But that is a really good point, because think about it. This movie was made well after this Jones person died. So if the movie said something bad about him, how could he have been damaged by it? Because he was no longer alive. So typically when an estate is able to recover damages on behalf of somebody who's died, it's damages that...
to the estate.
That's right. The estate would have been bigger had the amount of money in the estate would have been more had this wrongful conduct not occurred. So based on your point, which I think is fantastic, I'm going to say that it is a case that the family did sue, but they will have recovered nothing as a result primarily of this kind of concept that the estate couldn't have been harmed based on when the defamatory statements were made.
And I agree with Chris completely. I think we're like on the same page.
So you're saying case
no recovery.
Fascinating.
We'd all like to get back in the you know, I'd like to get into the 40s here, Cal. So, you know, if there's any way that you can...
Well, that sounds like a personal problem to
me.
All of you who say this was a case, may I see by a show of hands, that's Denise and Chris both. The reason is William Jones's character was combined with another character in the movie and was not reflective, and he was not named in the movie at all. So there was no such character involving William Jones. And secondly, and I just have this question thinking out loud when I came up with the premise here. How do you defame a guy who shot a cop in the back with a shotgun? How can you say his character is worse than that, or you cost the family money? How would that work? I'm trying to figure that out.
You portray him shooting three cops in the back with a shotgun.
Or you portray him as terrible with women or something, right?
He beats his wife before he shoots the cop.
Having no socially redeeming value, then, would be the way. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my job was easy now, because there are no points for you. And I know Chris is all helping me out here.
I tricked you up by accident.
But we had a great legal discussion. So for purposes of good radio, it was a great case or no case.
I agree.
But if the goal was to get us back in the game here and to give us an advantage over Todd and Fred, who have decided to play hooky today.
No point for you.
That was not the best way to do it. That was the most difficult one that I've been a part of.
Well, just wait. There are two more coming.
Oh, my gosh.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes case or no case. And now back to Radio Law Talk with Chris and Denise.
Okay. Remember, people, we don't get political here. We just try to talk about allegations, and sometimes we get to the facts. And we are going to talk now about the Roundup case. I thought that this was a good case because it's a little bit strange what's going on in that case. Chris? This is the one with the JNOV.
Okay.
So what is a JNOV?
Okay, a JNOV is a judgment notwithstanding the verdict. So that's where parties go through a trial, and they try their claims to the jury. The jury goes out off into a room and deliberates, and comes back and gives a verdict, and then the party that loses doesn't like the verdict. They file a motion called a JNOV, or a judgment notwithstanding the verdict, and ask the court, based on what the jury has found and what the law is and what the facts are, that even looking at those facts that have been presented to the jury, there is no way that that jury should have concluded in the way that they should have reached the verdict that they reached.
That's right. And in this case, we had a lot of sympathy value. Dwayne Johnson, he had used the herbicide Roundup for most of his career. He worked as a school groundskeeper, and he had cancer, and he was not going to live. So it's a very sympathetic jury. They found in his favor $289 million to him, and part of that was for his injury. I think it was $39 in compensatory damages and $250 million in punitive damages, which is serious. Punitive damages is when there's actual fraud, malice, you know, something very, very bad done, and it's based on what the company itself, they're the defendant company, makes. And it's designed to penalize that company so they don't do it again. So we did talk about this Monsanto verdict, I guess, a couple weeks ago. Was it, Cal?
Yeah, I think the main discussion was this was basically a battle of the experts. Monsanto said, if this is the case, how come everybody who uses this doesn't get cancer? There's no real connection here. We feel sorry for the gentleman. We're glad he passed. But, look, it happens. People get sick and people die. It has nothing to do with our product.
You mean so they were sorry he passed?
That's my point, yeah.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, there's really nothing to be done about that. It was a more a random event than attributed to Roundup. That was their
right
argument. Basically.
And it was a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that he had.
Right.
And he didn't just use Roundup in this job. He used other pesticides and other chemicals.
See, but the thing that I have a hard time understanding, and obviously I was not a lawyer on this case, but why... How did it get to the jury to begin with? You know, if truly there was no evidence to support the claims, you would make a motion for directed verdict, which is before the jury gets the case.
Right. We'll talk about that when we come back, because I think you make a really good point, and that's a great question. Stay with us, folks. Call in 855 Law Radio. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk, and come back.
All advertising for legal service. Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate U.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of law, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking, snappy, you'll be glad you was asked a Quick Quack Car Wash. It on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the dog.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump showed his support for his Supreme Court pick, Brett Kavanaugh, while speaking to supporters in Springfield, Missouri Friday night, despite past accusations of sexual assault.
He was born. You talk about central casting. He was born. They were saying it 10 years ago about him.
He was born for the U.S. Supreme Court. He was born for it.
Christine Blasey Ford, who claims Kavanaugh assaulted her in high school, wants more time to work out terms of her appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week. According to her lawyer, she's received death threats. The president also reacting Friday night in Springfield to news his deputy attorney general may have discussed trying to remove him from office.
But there's a lingering stench, and we're going to get rid of that, too.
Mr. Trump says the Justice Department has some great people and some bad ones, too. Some analysts say Trump won't fire anybody until he finds out whether Republicans keep control of Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Or Denise Sturks. Today,
hey,
you've
Fred.
Got B and you've got Chris Rodriguez.
Your voice sounds a little higher today than usual, Fred.
Yeah, that's so true.
Oh, really? Yep. I'm just saying that in case Fred's listening, just to mess with him a little bit.
Okay, so it really was, in the Monsanto case, it really was a battle between the experts. For the defense, Monsanto, they had many government regulators that had rejected the link between the active ingredient in Roundup and cancer. And there were many hundreds of studies that were done that said that this active ingredient, which I can't pronounce, so I won't try, is safe.
It's glyphosate, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that what it is? I'm pretty sure.
Glyphosate.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Yeah, glyphosate. Right. But what had happened recently is that there was a France-based international agency that did research on cancer and made the link between this active ingredient and cancer, and is a part of the World Health Organization.
Actually, it said it was a possible link. They never did actually say a definitive link. They made it either possible or probable link, which I think is as problematic as saying there is no link. I mean, it doesn't prove anything.
But what does the plaintiff's lawyer think when he sees this study that says there's a possible link?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Cha-ching.
Right. And what does the defense lawyer think? See? Nothing definitive.
And exactly. They use the word probable.
Right.
What do we have to prove? What's our burden of proof in a civil matter?
More likely than not.
There you go.
51%.
Sounds like probable to me.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's the French. It was the French who decided this. How do we... this is an American company. We know how the French feel about America in general. McDonald's, Mickey Mouse, English. I mean, don't you think you could use that in your defense? Couldn't you stand up and say, Your Honor, come on, this is a company from, this is people from France. What do they know about
but this? Well, this is, I don't think that you can attack them because they're from France.
Well,
they're scientists.
You can try. Yeah. You can try.
I think I'd float it if it were $30 million, if $300 million at risk. I think I'd float it. If I'm not a lawyer, but
you would
I'd try.
Say you would say we're familiar with the French phrase "oui, oui."
Exactly.
But this French theory is "do do."
And my view of it is,
and because of this French study, though, a flurry of lawsuits came out against Monsanto in federal and state courts. So they're really having to defend themselves. So let's get back to the whole fun part of this story.
The JNOV.
Exactly.
Well, and just to make the point here, this JNOV motion where the
And I'm going to say it again. JNOV is judgment notwithstanding the verdict.
Correct. So the verdict has already been rendered against them for many, many, many millions of dollars, over, I guess, $300 million almost. And Monsanto, the defendant, the makers of Roundup, are saying the judge needs to throw out that verdict. And what I think is super interesting about this, it has not been ruled on yet. So the judge has not thrown out the verdict. I will go on record and predict that the judge is not going to throw out the verdict. Because the way that this works, there are many places during the course of a litigation when the defense will argue that the court should throw the case out. You can file a summary judgment motion. And you can say, Your Honor, we've already gone through discovery. We know what all the evidence is going to be in all the theories.
And there's no dispute as to any material fact.
And there's no disputes as to any material fact that's going to...
Exactly.
So we should win right now. Presumably Monsanto made that motion and lost. Okay? So it went to trial. Then the lawyers get up and make oral arguments. And after oral arguments are made, I'm sure Monsanto made another motion and said, even if everything that the plaintiff's lawyer stood up and told you he was going to show in this trial is true, they still lose. And that's one that a lot of people don't know you can make. If the lawyer screws up and doesn't say enough things during opening statement, I said oral argument, I meant opening statements, you can lose right there. Because what you say in opening statement has to satisfy all of the elements of your case.
So the opening statement essentially says, here's what we think we have, and here are the steps we're going to go through to prove it.
That's right. And so you can make a motion to win the case right then. It's not called a motion to win the case.
Right. I like it,
but
though.
For
Your Honor, I move
today,
to win the case.
Yes.
I like it.
Denied. And that presumably happened in this case. So this is already the fourth or fifth time, presumably, that Monsanto's lawyers have tried to throw this case out or get the case thrown out. They certainly aren't going to get it thrown out now that the jury has spoken.
But aren't they just trying to throw out the damages?
No, that's a question. That's a very good question, Cal, because what they're challenging is what is the cause of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's the first thing. They're saying this herbicide did not cause it. So that's the first challenge. But the second challenge is that the Monsanto executives were not malicious. They're claiming there's not enough evidence that they were malicious in marketing Roundup such to deserve the punitives.
So, Chris, would malicious be like the old Ford Pinto case where we know it blows up if it gets hit in the back, but it's cheaper for us to pay the lawsuits than
yes,
to redesign the car?
Is absolutely. That... So knowingly, wantonly, recklessly, knowing that this was going to be a result of their conduct, and
uh-huh,
they did it anyway.
Uh-huh.
And so, again, they've made these arguments before. They tried to get rid of the punitive damages claim well before trial and failed. And now that all the evidence has come in, I just don't see how presumably the very same judge that denied all those motions before is going to throw it out now. I don't see that
right
happening.
And this is what the jury actually found. They found that Roundup contributed to the cancer, and Monsanto should have provided a label warning of a potential health hazard, and that their executives decided not to provide that label, and that's the maliciousness.
So they're claiming then that the trial proved that Monsanto knew this had a risk of causing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that therefore they should put a sticker on the can that says,
"This may cause cancer.
Better follow our label directions, otherwise this could cause cancer."
Yeah, I think that's really what is at the heart of that decision. And this is one I would like to see this one, because it is the experts that went back and forth that really raised it. And I'm not aware of any other expert except for that French-based international agency studies that plaintiff used. And so I think this is going to be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very important decision that the court has to make on this one, $300 million at stake. Now, I don't do a lot of yard work, obviously, because I'm going to ask this question. Can you still buy Roundup? I'm assuming you can.
Of course. We use it.
I mean, I think that's
now some generic versions of it.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty darn good evidence that the regulators in the United States don't believe this product is a problem.
No, all of the government regulators have said there's no link between this glyphosate and being carcinogenic. They said there's no link.
It's kind of like the talcum powder issues that we've, you know, gone through, the Johnson & Johnson baby powder, right?
Yes,
it's very similar. Same type of issues. You could still buy that product, even though the makers of it are getting sued constantly for millions and millions
of dollars. Yeah, I think with that, though, there was asbestos in the talc, and asbestos is a known carcinogenic. Mm-hmm. So that one's a little more clear-cut, I think, than the Roundup case. So, Cal, do we have a caller?
Yeah, we have Joseph on the line, and Joseph, I think I'm just going to let you. We don't have a lot of time, so if you can quickly make your point for these guys, I'd really appreciate it. Joseph, go right ahead, if you would, please.
Welcome, Joseph. You have a question?
Well, thank you, Denise. And by the way, I have no social media, so I have to make phone calls. So excuse me for that.
It's allowed.
And to my AFRS. Military standing guard and watch right now. God bless you, and we have you back. The interesting thing is, I think Monsanto also made Agent Orange. Now, I'm 100% disabled Vietnam vet. One of my benefits is exposed to Agent Orange. Now, here's the thing. One of the 14 presumed diseases to be eligible for Agent Orange benefits is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I bring this up because I think Monsanto did in fact I could be wrong, and I think if memory serves me correctly, they were in on Agent Orange, Agent Blue, Agent White. There's entirely a whole bunch of rainbow colors. Now,
Are you thinking that he served in some armed forces that he was exposed perhaps to this?
Well, my thinking, Denise, really is it's Roundup as a deformant. And what happened also, my discovery was Monsanto gave out directions for Agent Orange mixtures, and the United States military decided, well, we'll kick in 6 extra parts of the Agent Orange or Agent Blue or Agent White.
Right. You know what? We're coming upon our break. But I can tell you that what I know about Johnson is that he was only 42 years old, so it's not likely that he could have been exposed to Agent Orange, because I think that was during the Vietnam-Korea-type era.
Vietnam, right.
Yeah. But
my point, Denise, is they were both defoilant.
Right,
okay.
Right. Got it. Got it. Thank you.
That's a good
yep,
point.
Good point. Appreciate
Stay with us.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. Don't go away. There's more coming up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is... Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do?
Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to the show, and we want to thank Joseph for calling in.
Yeah, and Joseph called in, and his point was that he believed that Monsanto was somehow involved in manufacturing Agent Orange. And obviously that was a chemical product that was used during the Vietnam War. And it's a highly emotional issue for a lot of people. There actually is a statement on Monsanto's website that clarifies all of that. And in fact, a previous corporate entity that's related to Monsanto did manufacture that. And there's a statement that Monsanto put out about that. Monsanto, the agricultural company that produces Roundup, is a different company, but it's from the same kind of family. And so if you are interested in understanding the interplay between Monsanto and Agent Orange and those issues, you can go to Monsanto's website, and there is a statement on there.
Syngenta, DuPont, Dow, BASF, Pioneer, Dow AgroScientific, which is a little different thing, Symphenis, all of these were sued. Diamond Shamrock, They were all sued as part of this Agent Orange suit, but the two lead dogs were Dow and Monsanto.
Yep.
And Agent Orange was a chemical that was used to try to get through the jungle. It was like, wasn't it a way to try to...
It killed every living thing that you dropped it on. It was a defoliant, like you said. It took the leaves off of the plants so that soldiers could see what's going on. They could get, just made the war easier to execute and made it more difficult for the people who lived there to have, be able to grow their food, so they would move away from the place where they couldn't grow food. That was the theory. But then soldiers were ordered to go in immediately after it became effective, and many of them started getting nerve and other issues as the result.
And cancer.
Yes.
And it was cancer-causing.
14 diseases that they've identified with it. So.
Oh, okay. Man, that's awful.
And all of that, that's a whole... I mean, we could do 15 shows on that litigation.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
a separate week.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's still litigation going on over it, but I think, you know, most of that litigation has resolved long ago.
That's right. Now we want to talk about disqualifying attorneys. This is a fun thought for us.
Before we do.
Yes, what?
Honest question. Have either of you been disqualified from a case by the opposition or a judge for any reason that you can publicly disclose?
I have.
You have?
I have, and that's because a former associate that worked for me made a mistake, and it's a common mistake, actually, where you put in your declaration facts that really should be in your client's declaration, not in your own.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like you're a witness to the case. And the judge said that the punishment for doing that mistake is to disqualify that associate, and thus it disqualified my firm.
Sure, came right on you.
Yeah, and I totally was not involved in that myself, and had I been, that would not have happened. But it was a newer associate. It was an emergency case. Family law has a lot of emergencies, and
right.
She just did a cut-and-paste job, and she should have said, upon information and belief, that would have solved everything and referred to the client declaration, but she didn't. So.
Wow, fascinating. Chris, have you ever been...
We have not, although I have had many motions directed at us to disqualify me and my firm based on conflicts. And that's the case that we're going to get into here in a little bit, is based on conflicts. But the two firms that I've worked for are both, you know, huge and multinational firms with offices all over the place. And the conflict rules in California and in most other states make it so that, let's say I want to represent Toyota. And if somebody in our Naples, Florida office is adverse to Toyota at the same time that you want to represent Toyota, you can't do that based on the conflict of interest rules, even though you've never, I would never have met the lawyer from Naples, Florida.
Know nothing about that case
or anything. You still can't do that.
So right. Avoiding the appearance of conflict.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. And I've been successful in disqualifying three different firms, but for three different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One of the firms I disqualified because my former associate worked for them, and they had seen the mother of my client, and they were representing somebody opposed to that person.
I see.
That was a pretty easy disqualification.
Sure, that's a no-brainer. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that person should never have taken the case. But then another one was just what I was talking about. An attorney put all of his client's facts into his declaration, and it appeared like he was, like, following my client around and looking at his house and doing all this stuff because he says all these facts or alleged facts in his declaration. And I was successful in getting him off because he became too personalized in the case, and it looked like he was going to make himself a witness. And that happens more often than you think.
Huh. Fascinating.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you a funny story about making yourself a witness. I was doing a trial, this was probably 10 years ago now, and we needed to get into evidence certain records. And the records were produced by our client, then my office took possession of them, and then we produced them to the other side. And the other side was making a big stink about the fact that
the chain of custody.
So I had to actually get on the stand at trial and testify for about 5 minutes about this chain of custody thing, which was the most probably uncomfortable 5 minutes of my legal career, sitting up there in the stand. So that's a good point, and probably a topic for another day. Lawyers inserting themselves as fact witnesses is never a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But in this particular case we're going to talk about now, the name of the firm is...
Orrick, Harrington, and Sutcliffe. It's a very well-known California firm based in San Francisco.
Yeah, but
again, a huge multinational firm with offices all over the place.
That's correct.
And, yeah.
And so what ends up happening here is that the other side, okay, the facts I'll let you get into.
Okay, sure. So this actually is a criminal case where the United States has charged in federal court six different employees of basically taking trade secrets from a company called Jawbone. And Jawbone, if you're not familiar with it, they manufacture electronic components, headsets and bracelets and those kinds of
like
things.
Like Bluetooth accessories and that sort of thing.
That type of thing.
Got it.
Right. So these six employees that worked in different departments within Jawbone at various times, I think in like 2014, 2015, left Jawbone and came to work for Fitbit. And they were accused by Jawbone of stealing trade secrets from Jawbone and bringing them to Fitbit. So there was some civil litigation about that. Then, surprisingly, the United States government got involved and actually accused and charged these six different people with theft of and stealing trade secrets from Jawbone. One lawyer at ORIC, the ORIC firm, was representing all six of these people. This was before they were charged with any crime. After they were charged.
So in a civil case.
Well, no. In connection with the criminal investigation,
okay.
One ORIC lawyer was representing all six. After the charges were brought, five of those individuals then went and got their own lawyers. And
probably based upon the advice of the one ORIC attorney.
Well, and ORIC, that's probably true. ORIC continued to represent just one of the defendants. And the other five defendants now, the United States has said this ORIC lawyer should be disqualified because he's now adverse or potentially adverse to the other five witnesses that
or gotten
defendants that he used to represent.
Or gotten privileged information.
That's right.
It even goes that far.
That's right.
Right? So if there's a presumption that you've obtained privileged information from one party, you cannot be adverse to and represent another party.
Right. And that was the state's argument. The United States argued, look, this lawyer from ORIC should be disqualified because let's say that we want to engage in conversations with him and his client about turning state's evidence and providing helpful evidence against the other defendants. And the court rejected that and did not disqualify, but it's an important point.
Well, the reason why the court did that is even more importantly. The reason is because all of those other defendants, they actually signed consent to allow for that ORIC attorney to continue to represent the one defendant.
Yeah, and that's a little misleading because those consents were signed at the very beginning of the case, and ORIC is a very sophisticated firm. It has, before it even takes you on as a client, you have to sign these waivers that have a prospective conflict waiver that would allow ORIC to continue to represent
one. But you can't look forward and anticipate that, I wouldn't think.
Oh, absolutely.
No, yeah, absolutely. You have to.
But I mean, as a client, how can you anticipate?
Well, what you do, if you have a good attorney, they give you informed written consent and say you may have adverse and conflicts of interest in the future, but you've got to waive them in advance so I can help you.
That's right. It's very clearly spelled out. It'll say, there is a chance that the six of you may have adverse interests in the future, and we may need to disqualify ourselves from representing all of you, but you give us consent to continue representing one of you or more.
We're at the end of our first hour. We're going to start our second hour next. Stay with us. You're going to learn. You're going to have fun, and you're going to be entertained.
Radio Law Talk, hour number two, is coming right up right here.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.